Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about using Cline for coding, and it's packed with info.
Sounds exciting. So what makes Cline stand out from other tools like Cursor or Replit?
Well, the key is creating production-ready apps. Cline excels at taking natural language prompts and turning them into fully functional applications you can actually deploy. Less hand-holding, more vibe coding, as some call it.
Vibe coding, I like that. So it's more autonomous?
Exactly. You set it on YOLO mode and let it create. It's also super easy to set up. Just grab the extension in VS Code. And a pro tip for avoiding API limits, use OpenRouter. We have insane rate limits, so not a problem for us, but for listeners, it's a game changer.
Good tip. What about the plan and act modes? How do those work?
Plan mode is amazing. It lets Cline thoroughly analyze a project, like a GitHub repo, so it understands it fully before making any changes. This is great whether you're editing an existing project or starting a new one, especially with Next.js, which most listeners are probably using.
Right. And speaking of starting new projects, he mentioned something called iteration prompting. What's that about?
It's a crucial technique. Start with a basic prompt, then refine it based on the output. For example, if the generated website isn't mobile-friendly or has 404 errors, you tweak the prompt to address those issues. Eventually, you get a finely tuned prompt that works perfectly the first time.
So it's a continuous improvement process for your prompts. Makes sense. He also mentioned something about image usage in Cline.
Yes, this is where Cline really shines. If you add images to your project folder before starting, Cline intelligently incorporates them into the website design, automatically choosing colors, fonts, and layout, creating a modern, visually appealing site without needing Figma or extensive planning. Amazing, right?
That is amazing. Sounds way more efficient. Any final tips for using Cline effectively?
Definitely use auto-approve. Let it run overnight and wake up to a completed project. And don't be afraid to experiment with your prompts. Use descriptive language, but don't worry too much about perfect grammar. The AI understands. Oh, and use the example prompts in the video description as a starting point.
Great advice. Sounds like Cline can be a really powerful tool for developers of all skill levels. Any closing thoughts?
Cline offers a fantastic balance of automation and control. It empowers you to build sophisticated applications quickly without needing to be a coding whiz. Leverage the plan act modes, refine your prompts through iteration, and definitely, don't be afraid to experiment. And with that, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you on the next episode.
Goodbye.